Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Fourth and final hour. Phillies have won their home opener. It's great news. Great stuff. Let's go to the Oval Office.
I have you back. A friend of mine, Kid Rock, sometimes referred to as Bob. I know him as Bob, but he's been a good friend for a long time, many years. And he's been after something that is for the good of a lot of people, including in particular the public. And having to do with ticket sales and scalping and all of the gouging that you have been reading about, that's gotten worse and worse with time. And I didn't know too much about it, but I checked it out, and it is a big problem. And I thought, I think you've been trying to get this done for 20 years or something. He said Trump got it done in 2 weeks. But we came up with a very serious EO. And I'm going to sign it now, and maybe I'll ask you, Will, to explain a little bit about it, please.
Of course, sir. So this is an executive order, as you said, that deals with the ticket reselling business. For fans of live entertainment and for entertainers as well, the ticket reselling industry has become a huge issue. These people use bots and computer algorithms to buy up huge blocks of tickets and then jack up the price so that fans of live entertainers like Mr. Ritchie, I almost called him Mr. Rock, don't have access to concerts the way that they should. And when they do, it's at exorbitantly high prices. So what this executive order does, it charges the FTC and the Department of Justice with rigorously enforcing laws on the books. In collaboration with state attorneys general that have power over consumer protection and other people who have the power to really crack down on this issue so that entertainers and fans won't be subject to these abusive and oftentimes illegal practices.
Good. Thank you very much. Bob, you want to say something?
Yeah, anybody who's, it doesn't matter your politics. First of all, thank you, Mr. President, because this has happened at lightning speed. I know you put, I want to make sure Alina Haba gets her credit too, because I know she worked very hard on this, but thank you for making this happen so quick. Anyone who's bought a concert ticket in the last decade, maybe 20 years, no matter what your politics are, knows it is a conundrum. You buy a ticket for $100, by the time you check out, it's 170. You don't know what you can charge for, but more importantly, these bots, you know, they come in to get all the good tickets to your favorite shows you want to go to, and then they're relisted immediately for sometimes a 400 or 500% markup. And the artists don't see any of that money. And, you know, ultimately, I think this is a great first step. I would love down the road if there'd be some legislation that we could actually put a cap on the resale of tickets. And I'm a capitalist and a deregulation guy, but they've tried this in some places in Europe, and it seems to be the only thing that's us as artists be able to get the tickets into the hands of the fans at the prices we set. I'll be the first one to say, and I know the president doesn't like when I say this, but I'm a little overpaid right now. It's kind of ridiculous. I would rather be, you know, a hero to working class people and have them be able to come attend my shows and give them a fair ticket price. I can't control that right now. So hopefully this is a step to really be able to make that happen. And a lot of artists and a lot of fans who love concerts and music are going to be very appreciative.
I think Bob is more interested in the fans and the people that are having to pay crazy prices than he is the artist. Maybe the artist a little bit, but the fans a lot. I've spoken to them over the years about it. And it's been, it bothers him. It bothers a lot of other artists, too. You see, the artists, and they go out with a $100 ticket and it sells for $2,000 the following night. And they seem to be able to sweep up the best locations, too, which is pretty amazing. So
they've only enforced that box act one time, I believe.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, New York City, so we got a $2 million fine. And that's the only time they've enforced that act.
And who is the primary culprit? Who sells these tickets?
It's the scalpers. It's the, these bots go in and they're automated. So you're.
But is there a company involved? You might not want to.
No, no. Well, there's reselling markets.
I think I know, Peter. But that's all right. Don't get them involved. Maybe
what company do you think?
Maybe they're more innocent than we think. Huh?
Well, if you think of it, like if Ticketmaster sells a ticket, if you buy a ticket and go to a show, you're in a lot of ways their worst customer. They make another 17 whatever percentage every time that ticket resells, so they don't want to enforce the bots act necessarily because they're making more money off it. Not, the artists don't see any of that money, but that's not what I'm advocating for, is for me to make more money. I want the fans to have fair ticket prices, be able to go and enjoy more shows. I know people that can only, they decide on a family vacation or going to their favorite concert once a year rather than, you know, my parents used to go see multiple shows when you could afford them back in their day. And I'd like to take my ticket prices lower, but if I set my ticket prices low, these bots immediately eat them up, and they resell for hundreds of dollars more, and I'm just making these bad actors rich.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a big step to getting it stopped. Hey, do you have something, Brian?
Yeah, I do, actually. I actually feel that the consumer is going to take the money that they save and actually buy merch, which you guys have a big percentage of, or do concessions, which you guys split with the venue on that as well. So I think their money goes
for it. We don't share concessions a lot. We try to, but they don't want to share it in the beer prices and parking or any of that stuff. But the bottom line is there's money for everyone to be made. There's plenty of money to go around. You know, no one's going to really lose here. You know, Ticketmaster, if we can get a cap, they're going to lose some money. But I've already talked to the CEO, Michael, and he's given me his word. He's on board for it.
I was talking to Jacoby with Papa Roach earlier. And by the way, he's a big fan of what you're doing, President Trump, digging into this whole scalping and the bots. A lot of musicians, you can say that, they're with Kid Rock, sir.
Yeah, on this, I think so.
Without a doubt.
A lot of people are.
President Trump. Peter? Would you ever wear a jacket like that?
I don't know. I was thinking about doing it for tomorrow. Yeah. We have a big event coming up, and I was thinking about doing it, but I'm not sure.
So you recently bought a Tesla for White House staff to use, but now there's all these domestic terrorists targeting Teslas. Are the staff scared to drive it?
I don't think so. I haven't heard. They were complaining. I did buy one, and I let the staff use it. We have it parked conveniently, and one day we give it to Margot, one day we give it to Chamberlain, give it to Natalie, we give it to everybody around, give it to Dan Scavino, but he's got so much money it doesn't matter. But they love the car, and it's a great car, and it's made here, you know, it's made in the country. It's got a tremendous plant now in Texas, and he has one in California. Does a lot of his work here, and he's been really unfairly treated, in my opinion.
I drive one.
Yeah.
There's this other story. I know it's hypothetical right now, but if you were allowed for some reason to run for a third term, is there a thought that the Democrats could try to run Barack Obama against you?
I'd love that.
For his third term.
Boy, I'd love that. That would be a good one. I'd like that. No, people are asking me to run, and there's a whole story about running for a third term. I don't know. I never looked into it. They do say there's a way you can do it, but I don't know about that, but I have not looked into it. I want to do a fantastic job. We have 4 years, just about, almost close to 4 years. It's time is flying, but it's still close to 4 years, and We're getting a lot of credit for having done a great job in the first almost 100 days. And we have some big things we're going to be announcing over the next 2 days, and you know very well, Peter, and I think it's going to be something that's going to bring a lot of wealth back to our country, tremendous wealth back to our country, actually. And other countries are understanding it because they've been ripping us for 50 years longer, but they've been ripping us off for years right from the beginning. And I think this is going to be an amazing, you know, I call it a lot of different names, but it's really, in a sense, it's a rebirth of a country, because how we could have afforded to do what we did, we help everybody and they don't help us. The term I like best probably is the liberation of America. It's the liberation of this country, because it's incredible. Look, we have $36 trillion in debt for a reason. And that accumulates over a long period of time. So I think what you're going to be seeing over the next couple of days will be very inspiring to a lot of people. You know, they had a lot of auto plants being built in a certain country. I don't want to mention the country because we get along great with the country, but those plants aren't being built there anymore. They gave them up today and yesterday, day before, and they're building them all now in the United States. And we have many examples, not only auto plants, chip companies from Taiwan are coming in. The biggest, Mr. Wei, he's big. I said, you are a smart guy, aren't you? I've been reading about him over the years, but he controls a large portion of the chip business, as you know. You don't get smarter. They're going to be investing $200 or $300 billion. Apple's investing $500 billion. You know, they always built their places in China. Now he's building here. I think because of you speak to Tim Cook, because of the election, but maybe more importantly, because of the tariffs. You know, he's got really an obligation to do it. But we have many, many companies that you haven't even heard of. But I think we'll be at $5 trillion very soon. And if you think about this, we've never been anywhere near that. I don't know if we've ever been at $1 trillion.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by a trillion?
$5 trillion. What are you referring to, sir?
I think that we're going to be at $5 trillion of investment. I think you're going to have investments very shortly. We're already 3.5, and we have commitments, verbal commitments, for a lot more. And numbers like that have never been done in this country. And it's going to get harder. This is in 2 months. It's really in less than 2 months, because since we've really gone out with it. And we have other interesting things happening. But to me, the whole tariff situation, and essentially they've done that to us for many years. So if we're anywhere near $5 trillion in 2 months, this could be numbers like the country's never seen. And every time you hear a dollar spent, that's another job, because the jobs are coming with it. So auto plants, chip plants, pharmaceuticals, lumber coming in. We have things happening in this country. I'm not sure that they've ever seen it. Steel, you know, we have tariffs on steel. They've been here for a while. Steel and aluminum. Nobody's ever seen anything like we're witnessing now. Nobody's ever seen anything. Most of you agree with that. I mean, it's nothing much you can't agree with. We have things happening in terms of jobs and investment, the likes of which I don't think we've ever seen. If you look at, let's say, $4 to $5 trillion in a period of a month and a half, that's even more than you do with your concerts, which are always sold out, right? Nobody's ever seen numbers. And think of it, where Apple's at $500 billion, as I said, but they always used to spend their money in China. Now they're spending it here. That means they're going to build. Now, they don't have any tariffs. Remember, there are no tariffs if you do your product here, if you build whatever it is in the USA. One of the things we're also trying to get is if you buy a car that was built in the USA, you get a deduction on interest. So if you go out and borrow money to buy a car, if it's built in the USA, never been done before. It's a big deduction for people that really aren't used to deductions, frankly, because people that buy cars like that are not big into the world of deductions. And now they're going to learn about deductions. So I think it's going to be great. Yeah.
Are you going to move up with a universal tariff or different individual tariff rates on a whole variety of different...
Well, you're going to see in 2 days, which is maybe tomorrow night or probably Wednesday, you're going to see. And they're reciprocal. So whatever they charge us, we charge them. But we're being nicer than they were. We have a lot of countries, friend and foe. I always say friend and foe, but the friend in many cases is worse than the foe. They took advantage of us. And we are going to be very nice by comparison to what they were. The numbers will be lower than what they've been charging us. And in some cases, maybe substantially lower, but we sort of have a world obligation, perhaps. But we're going to be very nice. Relatively speaking, we're going to be very kind.
Mr. President,
somebody said that about me the other day. They said, who doesn't know me very well? They said, you're such a kind person. And I said, say that again. They said, you're a kind person. I said, I've never heard that before. It was a weird statement. I was kind.
Who said that?
I've heard of words. I don't know. I better not tell you. You know, I've been called a lot of things, but it's sort of a different kind of a word. It's like an old-fashioned word, isn't it?
Mr. President, you met with the chairman of Stellantis today. Did
yes.
he ask you for a pause on the auto tariffs?
No.
What was that meeting about?
Just about some of the problems they have with the environmental, which we're going to clean up.
Have any of the automakers...
We're going to probably go back to 1926. If you look, we're going to go back probably to a 2020 standard. So we'll have 2020 standard, and that's, you know, just a few years ago. Oh, they're making it so difficult. All over the world they're making it. It doesn't mean a damn bit of difference even for the environment. It doesn't matter. They make it impossible for people to build cars. So we're going to be doing much different. 2020 is a strong standard, but they take it to a level now that, you know, makes it very difficult to build a car. So we're going to be bringing it back to a standard that is a very good environmental standard, but it makes it possible to build a car.
Have you heard any concerns from the automakers, though, about the tariffs on parts that will go into effect over the coming weeks?
I gave them a big break for a month. I didn't charge them anything, you know, for a big month, for that first month, and they brought a lot of material into this country because they could bring it in without tariff. If you look at Canada and Mexico, they were driving hundreds of thousands of cars into the market because they avoid the tariffs by doing it before the tariffs go on, which would be Wednesday. And I saw in some of your shows where cars are lined up for miles and miles. Some of them didn't have fenders on them. Some of them didn't have the roof on yet. They're driving it here brand new. They're driving it in because they want to avoid the tariffs. I let them have that. They sort of took advantage of it because, you know, that wasn't part of the deal, but that's okay. They're great American car companies and car companies, and so I gave them a little break on that. Yeah.
Are there any countries that you're not targeting on Wednesday?
Well, it depends. You know, I said it's reciprocal. Not everybody has made a fortune, but almost everybody has, but not everybody. And the ones that haven't, we're going to be very nice to them.
And on a separate issue...
Because that word reciprocal is very important. What they do to us, we do to them. Okay.
Can I just ask you briefly on President Putin? You said over the weekend, or indicated over the weekend, some frustration with him. How serious are you about imposing oil sanctions?
No, I want to see him make a deal so that we stop Russian soldiers and Ukrainian soldiers and other people from being killed, but mostly it's Russian and Ukrainian soldiers. They're losing at least 2,500 human beings, beautiful human beings, a week. And I wanted to stop. And some people would say, why do you worry about Russian soldiers or Ukrainian soldiers? I worry because it's like they're just like you people. They're like us. They're like all of us. And I seem to have an ability to do those things. And if I can do that, I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do, and I think we will. No, I want to make sure that he follows through, and I think he will. I don't want to go secondary tariffs on his oil, but I think, you know, it's something I would do if I thought he wasn't doing the job. I did it with Venezuela, secondary tariffs, and you know what happened? Every boat left the harbor. Did you see that? It was a beautiful thing to see. The whole harbor emptied out. My words weren't even finished. I have these massive ships. They're actually taking the hoses and dumping them into there. They couldn't get out of there fast enough because they know I don't play games. So I think he's going to live up to what he told me, and I think he's going to fulfill his part of the deal. Now, then you have Zelensky, and hopefully he's going to live up. I see he's trying to renegotiate the rare earth. You know, we did something because, as you know, the Europeans get paid back the money that they gave, and we don't because Biden is an incompetent president. And he should have asked for rare earth, or he should have asked for the loans to be guaranteed in some form. That's what Europe did. Europe is in for $100 billion, and we're in for $350 billion. So we're in for more than three times. And now you could make it a little bit less than that, but it doesn't matter, whatever the number. We're in for substantially more than Europe. We could be in for $350 billion. They have no idea because Biden wasn't a good bookkeeper except for himself. And what happens is we made a deal for rare earth. It was all done. And I heard through you, I haven't spoken to them yet, but through you, I heard that they're now saying, well, I'll only do that deal if we get into NATO or something to that effect. Well, that was never, number one, discussed. Number two, I think it's going to be very long before Putin. They said, you're not going into NATO. And it could be, that's probably the reason the war started, actually.
We're hours away from a very special election, Wisconsin, Florida. I want to share your thoughts on Republican voters to not sleep on this. Two very important races you got in the
Well, it's a big race, Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. It's taking place essentially as it was early voting. And so we'll see what happens. It's a big race. I love Wisconsin. We won Wisconsin. Republicans typically don't do very well in Wisconsin, but I did. I actually won it twice. I actually probably won it three times, to be exact.
We played there, sir.
Not probably. I won it three times. We had a rigged election the second time, but that's, you know, one of those things. We had to make this one too big to rig. As each, would you agree with that, Brian?
Yes,
too
sir.
Big to rig?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, there's a big race, and I hope you get out and vote for the Republican. The woman is a radical left lunatic. And let's see who wins. But the woman will be very bad. And, you know, Wisconsin's a big state politically. And the Supreme Court has a lot to do with elections in Wisconsin. So if whoever it is that's running, including, you know, even Senate races, etc., but whoever it is in 4 years that runs, having Wisconsin is a very big, you know, we won it early and big, but winning Wisconsin's a big deal. So therefore, the Supreme Court choice, that's is the one you're talking about right now. It's a big race. It's going to be announced fairly shortly.
Big league deadlines. You got Liberation Day and the TikTok deadline.
Yeah,
this
we
week.
Do, which I can extend if I want. But we have a lot of enthusiasm for TikTok, for buying it. I think TikTok is good. I used it very. I was a great TikTok guy, and we won by 36 points. The youth. We won the youth, which Republicans don't do. Maybe it's because Kid Rock likes Trump. I don't know. But we won the youth by 36 points and. I attribute some of that to TikTok.
Is the TikTok deal, the negotiations now, tied to a bigger tariff deal with China?
No, but you know, it could be. I mean, you know I've used tariffs for lots of different reasons, but I could see, you know, one point in tariffs with China, a big country, would be probably worth more than all of TikTok, as valuable as TikTok is, it's big stuff. So there's a great example. That's a great question, actually. I'm a very flexible person. I could use that for that. Like, maybe I'll take a couple of points off if I get approvals for something. I haven't done it. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. But it's a very good question. Peter, you're very good.
Thank you. You'll love this one.
Go ahead.
It's not front page news, but I am just curious. What is your thought about Tiger Woods now becoming part of the broader Trump family?
Well, I love Tiger, and I love Vanessa, and they had a great relationship. I happen to think the relationship was hurt very badly by the witch hunt that went on, Russia, 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 and all the crap that they put Don through. Who knew nothing about it? But Vanessa and Don had a very good relationship. They have incredible children, five incredible children, all good athletes, all great students. They're like great. And they broke up, you know, quite a while ago. And which was to me very sad because I think they're both great, Don and Vanessa. And Tiger actually called me a few months ago, and they have a very special, very good relationship with Tiger. I played golf with him a couple of times over the last month, and he's a fantastic guy and a fantastic athlete. And he told me about it, and I said, Tiger, that's good. That's good. I'm very happy for both. I just let them both be happy. Let them both be happy. They're both great.
To follow up on China, China. China, South Korea, and Japan say they're going to work together in cooperation to respond to the tariffs that you're going to put into effect this week. Are you concerned that this move of the tariffs this week could push some of the United States' closest allies to work with China?
No. I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
Mr. President, can I ask you about something?
I think they have a chance of doing better, actually, with the tariffs. It can actually help them in a certain way. And I think a lot of them will drop their tariffs because, you know, they've been unfairly tariffing the United States for years. And if you look at the European Union on cars, the European Union already dropped their tariff down to 2.5%. It was announced a couple of days ago, which is what the United States, which is a very small tariff, the United States charged very little. And a lot of, I think I heard that India just a little while ago is going to be dropping its tariffs very substantially. And I said, why didn't somebody do this a long time ago? A lot of countries are going to be dropping their tariffs.
About what happened in France today, Mr. President, Marine Le Pen, the far-right leader, got convicted in court and is now banned from running for office for 5 years. Do you have a comment on
that? That's a big deal. That's a very big deal. I know all about it, and a lot of people thought she wasn't going to be convicted of anything, and I don't know if it means conviction, but she was banned for running for 5 years, and she's the leading candidate. That sounds like this country. That sounds very much like this country. Okay, anybody else?
You've presented with a bunch of proposals for tariffs by your advisors. They've been talking about that idea publicly.
And who?
That your advisors have presented ideas
they
to
do.
About tariffs and what to do in the next 2 days. Have you settled?
Well, you're going to see. I've settled, a long time ago. Yeah. But we talk about it. We talk about it a lot. And we want to do what's right for the country and even the world. You know, it affects the world, not just this country. This has been the piggy bank for the entire world. So it really does affect the world, and that's important to me also, yeah.
Mr. President, in the past you have said that you want the quick return of Austin Tice, a Marine Corps veteran and a journalist who went missing in Syria over 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Have efforts been made to locate Austin Tice been extended beyond Syria, including potential leads in Iran? And do you have plans to get in touch with Ms. Deborah Tice, the mother of Austin Tice, and also at the same time, organizations like Hostage Aid Worldwide have been on the ground in Syria searching for Austin Tice for many years. Can I get your comment on the future, potential future plans to locate Austin Tice and to bring him home finally?
So we've been looking, as you know, for Austin for years. I don't know about Biden. I don't think Biden was looking for anything, but we were. And there's been virtually no sign, you know that. There's been no sign of Austin, an incredible young guy. Be less young now. I mean, it's been a long time. It's been many, many years. The mother is fantastic. She's a very committed mother that her whole life is to find her son, who was in Syria and just disappeared off the face of the earth. So, you know, a lot of bad things happen. But we're always... You know, we will never, until we find out something definitive, one way or the other, we'll never stop looking for him. But we have been, and the response, it's just a lot of dead ends. He's been gone for a long time. The problem is there's never been a sighting. You know, sometimes you'll have somebody, you're looking for him, and there's a sighting. There's never been a sighting of Austin. But we are out there, and we have great respect for his family and for his mother. She's been unbelievable. Yeah, please.
All right, so we'll take a quick break here. The president speaking from the Oval Office on a variety of subjects, mostly tariffs, though. Also, a local guy in our area charged in Bucks County for throwing nails and screws on the driveways and under cars of people with Trump signs. Another lunatic right in our backyard. Listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding, your go-to contractor. I have been using Emmons in my home for years. And in our old home, we used them as well. They are the best at what they do. And they're offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off inflation relief discount for all of your projects, including roofing, siding, Anderson window replacements. and so much more. Emmons even has a bathroom remodeling division, and they remodeled the bathroom in our old house. They did a fantastic job. My wife was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life, as you know. So reach out to Emmons today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. They'll do a great job for you. You'll be pleased with the work. You'll be thrilled with the work. And your home will look stunning and be able to withstand the elements. A new roof or roof repairs makes all the difference in holding up the insulation from the new siding on the home. And, of course, those Anderson windows, the best. So go to Emmons today. They serve our whole region, and they will do a great job for you just like they've done for me. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
But today it's the 6 o'clock hour, which is fine. And the president speaking in the Oval Office on tariffs, on cracking down on ticket bots that buy all these tickets the minute they go on sale and then resell them at higher rates. I don't know if that executive order will do much on that problem, because these bots, they just keep using various methods to evade the justice system. But it certainly is a problem, no doubt about that. And then the other issue, of course, is, you know, the impact of tariffs, which should begin on Wednesday of this week. So not tomorrow, because tomorrow is April Fool's Day. So Wednesday. The president made a point of saying that. He's still speaking. I wanted to continue with what he's saying here because, you know, again, he's taking questions in the Oval Office. And I always think this is important to listen to on these policies, especially at least early on in the term anyway. I don't know if we'll keep doing this all 4 years. But the other thing he mentioned is that he hasn't really looked into a third term. He's got 4 years and he's trying to get all this stuff done. And so I think this is another area where the media is trying to cause all this nonsense and hysteria because it's what they do. But I really wouldn't lose much sleep over that at this moment. Let's keep going.
Yes, you've had outreach with the leaders of Russia and China. You've made an outreach to Iran. When are you going to plan to reach out to North Korea and Kim Jong-un? Anytime in the near future?
Well, I do. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. Now, you people hate to hear that, but it's very important. I got along with him fantastically, as you know. It started off very rough, very nasty. Little rocket man, the whole thing was a nasty deal. And then one day we got a call that they'd like to meet. We met. We have a great relationship. And, yeah, we have, there is communication, yeah. I think it's very important. You know, he's a big nuclear nation. And he's a very smart guy. I got to know him very well. I put my foot across the line, and then I walked across the line. I don't know if Secret Service was thrilled with that. They actually wasn't. They were not too thrilled. But I have a very good relationship with him. Yeah, we'll probably do something at some point. Yeah, please.
Who's on your short list, Mr. President, to replace Elise Stefanik as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N.?
So we have a lot of good people that wanted. First of all, Elise is fantastic, and I just don't want to take chances where you guys saying, how is the election going? We have a congressional election that's a little bit close. I guess the one is in good shape, but the other one's a little bit close. But Randy Fine is a great guy. They're both good candidates. They're very good. But it's, you know, a little bit, we want to be careful. And Elise is very popular in her district, and so am I. We won by a lot of points, and so did she. And there's a lot of people that wanted to run for it, but we have no idea, are they going to win? I think it's just security. And I said, Elise, what about going back? Because they love you there, and she's going to take a big leadership position with Mike Johnson and the group, the speaker. And I can tell you that for the replacement, we have a lot of people that have asked about it and would like to do it. David Friedman, Rick Grinnell, and maybe 30 other people. Everyone loves that position. That's a star-making position. And so we'll see what happens. But we have a lot of people that are interested in going to the United Nations, as you can imagine. Yeah.
Sweet. Right? A quick music question. Favorite song to play live is what? And then my question for you, Mr. President, your favorite rally you did last year, 2024, what was your favorite one?
Favorite song to play live?
Yeah, favorite song to play live.
Oh, that's a tough one. It'd have to be one of the hits, probably Cowboy or Ball with the Bar. There's a song that I've played every night that was never a singular hit that I probably should not say the words to in this office right now.
For you,
you never met a certain person.
By the way,
like
his rallies are amazing. He does great and gets big crowds. He's really a star when it comes to that. He is a very talented guy. I would say maybe Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Because anybody that was there, the owner of the Garden, Jim Dolan, who's, you know, to me, always been terrific. He said this, he's never seen anything like it. We had, when you announce Madison Square Garden, you know, it's a big arena, but we sell out big arenas. We sold out in Milwaukee, we sold out in every big arena. We never had empty seats. It's amazing. They talk about Bernie Sanders gets 2,000-3,000 people. Everyone said, these crowds, I get 107,000 people in New Jersey. In Butler, PA, we had over 100,000 the second time. We had 55,000 the first time. We have big crowds. I would say Madison Square Garden because I grew up in New York and the garden is great. Jim Dolan treated us well, but everybody said that because I think I could have filled it up 10 times. We had hundreds of thousands of people that were stacked all the way back to the Hudson River and on the other direction back to Fifth Avenue. Nobody's ever said, I don't mean with a line, I mean like 50 deep. Like 50 deep this way. The streets were closed, the whole thing, it was crazy. And when you take that, you know, you want to do well at Madison Square Garden. You don't want to have empty seats. But we could have sold it out, Brian, 10 times, and everybody knew it. And I think we got a good indication that that's where the election was going. And we won every swing state, and we won by millions of votes. It was a great election, yeah.
President, the U.S. military transferred 17 individuals to El Salvador overnight. Did you discuss with your team whether these deportations would run afoul of any recent court orders?
No, I do want to thank, however, the president. He has been unbelievable and, you know, in relation to us. But I think that our people have done an incredible job. You know, I got elected on the basis of getting bad people out of our country that shouldn't be here, very dangerous people out of our country. And that's what I did. And then you have a judge that wants to take over. And I can't imagine it can be allowed. If it was up to him, they'd all be put back in our country. And these are killers. These are drug lords. These are really bad people. But I want to thank the president of El Salvador because he's done an amazing job. You saw it. Yeah.
Elon Musk's special government tenure is coming to an end, 130 days, I think another month.
Yeah.
Do you want him to stay longer, or is it time for him to go back to running his companies in Europe?
Well, I think he's amazing, but I also think he's got a big company to run, and so at some point he's going to be going back. He wants to. I'd keep him as long as I could keep him. He's a very talented guy. You know, I love very smart people. And he's very smart. And he's done a good job. You know, Doge has, we found numbers that nobody can even believe, like $400 billion, $500 billion. It could be close to $1 trillion by the time they end on different things. And he's led the charge, and you've seen a lot of his people. And these are people that joined up. I would say the high IQ people. I like high IQ people. And they've done a great job. No, at some point, Elon's going to want to go back to his company. I will say he's got, despite the way he's been treated, so he's an American patriot, but the way he's been treated with Tesla is just terrible. It's just terrible.
What's he going
in fact, you have a Tesla. And you love it. You love, he was saying before he bought a Tesla, he loved it. A lot of people are buying Teslas, I think, and I hope they are. He should not be treated that way. He's done an incredible service to our country.
Well, once he goes back, is Doge going to keep operating even without Elon here?
Well, I can't tell you that. I can say this, that a lot of the people that are working with Doge are the secretaries and, you know, the heads of the various agencies, and they've learned a lot. And they're dealing with the Doge people. I think some of them may try and keep the Doge people with them. But, you know, at a certain point, I think it will end. But they have also gotten a big education, and they're doing a really good job. There'll be a point at which the secretaries will be able to do this work and do it very, you know, as we say, with a scalpel. And that's what we want. Yeah, Jeff?
Mr. President, have you had any updates on the U.S. soldiers missing in Lithuania?
I have.
Can you give us an update?
So three are no longer with us, and one is unfortunately probably in the same category, but they haven't declared that yet. It was a very heavy truck, like a toy, but I mean really heavy, that lifted the heaviest equipment. And it would seem that the bank of a lake collapsed, you know, the weight is so big. And it was at night, and it was very cold weather, ice, a lot of ice. And it's possibly slipped, and the weight is so enormous of this thing. It's a massively heavy vehicle. And if they slipped a little bit, it's probably what happened, and it flipped. And three are gone, and one is missing.
On a separate topic, follow up.
Very sad. We can take a break. Very, very sad news about those soldiers. So that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Make your appointment today, 856-786-2020. And I want to tell you about Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company. This is the time to start thinking about your lawn and what you're going to do with it. So choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. You're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds, guaranteed. Their safer organic approach to lawn care means that it's going to be safer for the kids, safer for the pets. You're going to get better results, guaranteed results, too. They're a local company, a family-owned company, and they treat your lawn individually, meaning that they don't just come and spray and then move on to the next house and spray. They take the time to understand the needs of your lawn, and then they respond accordingly with their safer organic approach. Fertilizers, insect care, insect treatment, lawn care, it's all there for you. And every year they'll seed your lawn for free. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-FREE-SEED, sign up for their full service program, and Natural Lawn of America will seed your lawn for free every year. Now, the difference, I think, in all the years that I've used them is they identify the problems, but they also are thinking proactively about the treatment. So they know that, you know, this time of year your lawn needs this, so we're going to do more of this kind of an application. And based on the, you know, the way that the sun hits your lawn, and they factor all this in. It's amazing, too, how much shade from the trees. They factor all of that in and tell you even things like how much water to give your lawn for the best results. It's really incredibly comprehensive at a great price. So reach out to them. Get that free seeding every year by calling 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I got to play this story before I get out of here. Crazy story. As our friend Greg Price put it, a lib psychopath from his hometown in Bucks County, PA, arrested. Here's the NBC 10 news report. Take a listen.
Police say it was here on October 31st. A woman parked in this grocery store lot. When she returned, about a dozen nails and screws were under her car. Police say store video shows a man tossing the items there, but the images were too grainy to identify him. Over the course of several months, police say similar crimes had been reported all around Lower Makefield. In February, a store worker at this McCaffrey's told police he thought the person from the video had returned to the store. Police looked at the video and matched up credit card receipts with a store loyalty card. They say they determined this man, Alaric Dahlberg, was a suspect. They went to his house. And according to these documents, Dahlberg told police he shopped at the store frequently. And when he was showed images from where the crimes took place, police say he identified himself, saying he targeted people based upon political signs he saw or conversations he overheard, telling police he kept nails and screws in his cup holder, and these were crimes of opportunity.
You're just hurting fellow citizens that are just trying to, you know, have a life and have good quality of life. And in Bucks County, that's what we really push out is good quality of life. Our law enforcement, our district attorney's office works very hard here in Bucks County, and to have these noodles out doing that is just ridiculous.
Unhinged lunatics, no doubt about it. Unhinged. I mean, it's just crazy. And the way they caught this guy, too, which is amazing, is that he went to the same grocery store five times to throw nails under the car of one of the employees because he overheard her talking about supporting Trump while he was shopping. A total lunatic. Jimmy Failus up next. Fox Across America. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.